This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. More fears that we are running out of music. So many new songs sound like old ones. Our listener Sarah is going to Ireland to meet Paddy, who she met once, and spend the weekend with him. We get an update. And James TW, off of our Tune of the Week with X, calls us from a motorway to say thanks for playing him. It's going to be fun today. I can just feel it. All Cried Out, Blonde, playing next. All right, Chris?
Very good. Very good.
Did a bit of hosting and DJing last night in Birmingham.
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 That's
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Was that the pest controllers again?
No, it was the Advanced Software Awards. So they had the awards, and then they had a lip sync contest for all the employees. Very hardworking employees. Shout out to Sally, shout out to Gordon. All the employees dressed up, not everyone, but like groups of employees dressed up. And then they, like on the telly, they lip sync and recreate a famous music video. And there were some great ones. But it was good. And then I got to hit the decks, did some DJing.
And the lip sync battle itself, it all went well. I always think that's a good idea until it happens.
No, it was a brilliant idea because Everyone dresses up, everyone laughs at their colleagues. It's just really fun.
Fine.
Right? Anyway, so I'm playing a banging R&B set. Imagine it. This is on. Man comes up and goes, right, you need to turn the lights up right now. You need to turn the lights up right now. I'm like, what do you mean? Everyone's dancing. The dance floor's full.
Well, with the music like this.
They were loving it, mate.
Yeah, of course.
Loving it, mate. It's like, somebody's lost their bag. Lorraine's lost her bag. And I'm like, okay, well, I can't shout that out. Look, everyone's dancing, having a good time. Destiny's Child. Turn the lights up. I was like, okay, well, you do it. You get the mic. He goes. Hello? Is this on? Could everybody please look under the tables? Lorraine has lost her expensive brown bag. I'm like, are you joking me? The dance floor clears. Once again, he goes, nobody's listening to me. Could you all look under the table, your table, look under the table for Lorraine's expensive brown bag? Kills my set completely. Mm. Everyone just leaves.
Well, what do you do after something like that?
Well, I didn't know where to go
from
there.
And did you thank him afterwards?
That was awkward. Lorraine's bag was actually on the stage all along.
Was it?
Yeah, brilliant.
Scott Mills.
We've not done it for ages, but I believe that, Chris, you have more evidence that the world is running out of music after 1:30.
A few more examples, Scott. Right. In fact, it's what people have spotted and sent to me.
I like this. It's a bit like In Your Bingo now. You started it, but then like the listeners now kind of create it for us. So if there's any songs, new songs, that we play on Radio 1 that you're like, well, that's surely been done before, then let us know by email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I'd just like to say for legal purposes, obviously, these songs aren't completely the same. There just may be elements that are similar because there are only certain notes and melodies. There's only a certain amount to go around and one day we will run out.
Scott Mills.
You know my tune of the week, which we are obsessed with? It's James TW and X. And we've been doing this week, where in the world is James TW when we play it every day? So he was in Australia when I was off on Monday, somewhere in Australia, don't know where. Tuesday, he was listening to our show and listening to us play his song X at Singapore Airport. He's getting about. Pop star, isn't it? New pop star. Wednesday, he was on his sofa in Warwick, still listening. Yesterday, he was backstage at a TV show in Oslo. I wonder where James TW is today. We'll find out. I actually asked him to call us today. When we play the song, so we might speak to him later. Really good, though. David's been on. He was DJing in Reflex in Birmingham last night and thinks some of the crowd from my event may have gone to his club after, like the after party. He only thinks this because a man in a bow tie asked for "Ah, Push It" by Salt and Vinegar.
Scott Mills.
Some people saying we can never run out of music. Well, you'd say that. But there are some striking similarities.
Listen, music's been going on a long time.
It has. Right? How long exactly, Chris?
Like, do you know what I mean? From early days. So given that music's been around a while, we are going to run out. Yeah. I know people just think, oh, I've heard that song, you know, in a few hundred years. We've been going for a while now.
Music's been on for a long time. And I'm not saying that new artists are stealing old songs from other people. Don't get it twisted. It's just that there's only so many melodies and tunes that you can have.
It's not their fault. It's like features on the radio. Do you know some people go, oh, it sounds like this? Well, yes, because yeah, do you know what? At some point, everyone's going to run out of ideas on that front as well.
So here's a few we've covered recently. This track we're playing a lot on Radio 1, She Wants Me, Louis Berry. Sounds like... South Park.
Yeah.
Sorry, Louis.
See, also George Ezra with the South Park thing.
Yep. And also thanks to Nick Grimshaw's team for finding this one. Bewitched. Could be.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Yeah. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands.
Awesome.
And baby, I just wanna dance. Hey. My pretty little Galway girl. My Galway girl.
Just a coincidence.
I actually prefer this. Like, the two together, I think, are awesome. No, it's phenomenal.
All right, I'll pass that on to Ed.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I'm sure he won't take offence by it.
Can I tell you, he told me a really rude joke at Comic Relief last week.
Did he?
Really rude. I wasn't expecting that.
Was it about Cinderella?
No.
No. Okay, well, let's carry on. So, we've talked about this one before. Another Ed Sheeran one, Shape of You.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go.
You said this one before, Scott. It sounds exactly like a song from someone called Ace of Base.
Yeah, they were a band, Ace of Base.
We're hearing that, yeah?
Yep.
But there's another one in there as well.
Oh, listen, it really is. What's the other one?
The other one is TLC. And you can hear a bit of that in Shape of You as well. Now, okay. He has added them to the credits, to be fair.
Has he?
Your love was handmade for somebody like me. No scrubs, see?
Yeah. Boy, let's not talk too much. Oh, yeah, it says he's named No Scrubs writers as co-writers on Shape of You. Okay, so fair enough. At least he's admitted it.
Right, we got some more from that have been sent in. I'm not sure how Brexit's going to affect all of these, by the way, Scott.
What, how do you
mean?
In
terms of running out of music. I don't know if it is going to have an effect.
Right.
But here's something that's been sent in. Imagine Dragons, Believer. It sounds exactly like Gwen Stefani, Sweet Escape.
Okay, can you... It does. Can you not say exactly like, please?
Oh, it has... It resembles.
Thank you. Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Yeah, sorry, I should point out for lawyering reasons, they're not exactly the same.
That's right. Don't say. It's just the word exactly I'm not comfortable
fine.
With.
All right. One that sounds sort of like another is Mallory Knox. This is Better Off Without You. And this is Fallout Boy, this ain't the scene. But I must admit that I fear I can't get over it. There's loads, Scott.
There's loads. Right, okay, we've got even more of running out of music after this. Oh dear. More examples of how we are running out of melodies and ideas after this.
Scott Mills.
Lauren on Twitter says, yes, I totally agree, guys. Nobody understands when I say we're running out of music, when I tell my mates. Only Scott and Chris fully get it. It's one of my favourite Radio 1 features. She's worried about it too.
We're running out, Scott. Right, do you want some more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are these a bit more left field?
Well, some might say that. Katy Perry, Chained to the Rhythm. Sounds just like Kanye and Chris Martin, Homecoming. And you say I hear that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
City. Has she not just sampled that, or is it a...
No. I don't know. You don't want to run the risk of saying that either, Scott,
no.
For lawyer reasons,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I can hear that one.
This next one's so good. Jamie T, Zombie.
I know where this is going.
We've been saying this for a while in the studio. Sounds just like this. It's the Only Fools and Horses theme.
Yes! Jamie T will be pleased with that.
Bush, 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 bush.
OMG.
Now, this next one is mad, but I also think it's good. Okay, so this is a tune from the Arctic Monkeys. Fake Tales of San Francisco, right?
sounds like...
We are the cheeky girls. We are the cheeky girls. You are the cheeky boys. You
How do you think they'll take that?
Right, okay.
They tell the San Francisco...
We are the cheeky girls.
No, no, stop it. Okay. Who's gonna be the first to tell Alex Turner that? Good luck.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, this is James T.W.
Hi, yes, James T.W.
How are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad.
Say, I said yesterday you should ring in because we've been following your progress around the world all this week. And I said on Friday, because it's the last day of you being Tune of the Week, call us up. And here you are.
Here I am. Thank you for the support, by the way.
Not at all. I tell you what, right? Your commitment is strong, like to listen to your song wherever you are in the world on Radio 1.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
Where were you on Monday in Australia?
Melbourne, I think.
Melbourne.
Do you get excited about all the stamps in your passport?
I actually just get worried that we're going to get two stamped up and then I can't use my visa.
All right.
So were you doing a show in Melbourne?
No, I was actually kind of there half on holiday and doing a little bit of promo too.
Okay, cool.
So do you love it when the people at security at the airports ask what you're there for or what you do? You say it with like a point of pride.
They always get a little bit nervous when you're like, I'm a musician. It's such a broad term. It kind of just stresses them out.
Okay.
Do they ever ask for a selfie?
No one has yet asked for a selfie. I think that would be very unprofessional, to be honest.
But it will happen. So then on Tuesday, you were listening to us playing your song and you were in Singapore Airport. I love that airport, by the way. Is he gone?
This is the problem with someone who's always on the move.
The trouble is,
we knew this was going to happen.
Pop stars, they just can't sit still for 5 minutes. Oh, I've got a show here. I've got an interview there. Do you know what I mean? He's on the M40 at the moment.
Yeah.
That's all we know. We'll try and get him back. Should we play the track and then come back to him?
I think that's the most sensible thing to do in this situation.
This is the tune of the week. It's by James TW. It's called X.
Mills.
He has got all the stamps in his passport because he goes round the world, but he can't get more than two bars on his phone. It's Tune of the Week artist James TW. Are you back?
I'm back. That was a nice intro.
Thanks. So Tuesday you were in Singapore Airport.
Yes.
Lovely airport, that, actually. One of my faves.
Yeah, very clean. Very clean.
Lovely shops. Wednesday on the sofa in Warwick. Is that where you live?
Yes, it's where I live.
Okay. That you must have been knackered. Then Thursday backstage at a TV show in Oslo.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, where it was snowing. And then Friday on the M40 going to Manchester where you've got a show tonight, right?
That is exactly where I am, yes.
Right. Do you ever sleep or...?
I've actually just got really used to not adapting to a time zone now. And just it's always changing, you know, so just adjust.
Yeah, I mean, you must be loving life, James.
It's really fun. That sounded so sarcastic, but it is genuinely really fun.
Yeah.
Are you loving service station food as well?
I usually get the meal deal. I'm a big meal deal fan.
He's not going for the like. He's got to look after himself. He's not going buffet bar, is he?
How do you mean?
No, I'm not.
Well, he's like, it's got to look good.
So you're not really smashing the cheese toasties on the road.
He's got to look good.
Well, you know, I do get the chicken fajita panini a bunch of times.
Or
a plain ham and cheese.
Yeah, you're really out of a wild bean, are you?
No, not really.
No. Listen, James, it's been awesome to talk to you this week. It's really good, that track, you know, X. And I know that we're going to speak to you a lot more in the future.
I hope so.
Yeah, you will. All right, listen, have a good gig tonight.
Cheers, fella.
All right,
see you later.
Bye-bye.
Scott Mills.
Bangers.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Is that too much?
No, I think it's I think it's a fair shout.
I mean, quite a lot's happened this week, but all right, yeah. On this show, anyway, let's say that. Hello, Charlotte.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you?
I'm in Wolston at the moment.
Where's that?
You know where that is. You're from Eastleigh.
Southampton.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just walking my dogs.
Okay, are you a dog walker?
I am indeed, yes.
Walking your dogs through Wolston at 2:43 in the afternoon. Are you sure that's wise?
It's all right. It's good fun.
So you guys from the same area?
I know Wollstone, yeah.
You're not family, are you?
No, I don't think so.
We are definitely family. Yeah.
We are, because I can kind of hear it in your voices. It's sort of similarity there.
No, but I went to Toynbee, so it was a little bit of rivalry.
Cut you off. Toynbee, boo. Get out.
Don't boo.
No, I'm afraid I can't hear everyone from
Toynbee. Well, with that said, then, who do you normally pick on bangers?
I've cut her off.
You've actually cut her off?
Yeah, she's from Toynbee. It's like the arch enemy school.
So how does this work then? So we're not having someone on bangers because they went to a school that used to rival yours?
I can't.
All right. Well, I mean, you're in charge. What
I'm
do you
joking.
Do?
Hi, Charlotte. Oh.
Hello.
I mean, but the rivalry was strong, wasn't it?
I know, but we've got to move on, haven't we?
I'm over it.
Good, same. That's good.
Who do you normally pick on bangers?
I usually pick Chris. Sorry about that.
Oh God, and from Toynbee. Seriously,
I know.
Can we vet these callers?
So,
please?
But what's funny is sometimes people are on. We had one really sassy girl on recently who clearly sounded like she hated you, Scott.
Yeah, yeah.
What's funny about this is it feels like you hate this caller.
I don't hate
I know,
her.
Thanks.
I don't hate you. I don't hate you. But I just really want you to choose my track today. So here's what I've got for you. Oh, my God, it's the Veronicas from Australia. Untouched.
Not bad.
Okay, you can have that. But it would be picking a song from a rival school. And surely that's immoral. So
absolutely.
I wouldn't pick that, and I'd pick my choice on Bangers Day, which is this.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's not the reaction I want. That song.
Oh. Well, I hate you. Should have cut you off.
I was
sticking up for you as well.
I know.
Go away.
You can't wait.
Okay, well, let me have a think.
Charlotte, I do apologise. Chris.
No, Chris. No, you should have just stuck to your guns on that one.
Can't
just
tell listeners you hate them.
Well, actually, I think I'm going to pick Chris.
What? Even though you hate the song?
Yeah.
God, this has been weird. I love you again.
Okay, well, you hate me.
Yeah. I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere.
These streets will make you feel brand new, big lights will inspire you. Let's hear it for New York.
Oof, that was intense.
Yeah, I don't know how that ends up getting played.
I mean, does she not like you? Does she not like me?
No, well, here's the thing. I think she had a bit of a rough ride in there because I'd like to think we're quite welcoming people.
Yeah.
Listeners are the most important thing about this show.
Absolutely.
So I feel we were a little bit harsh. She said she hated that banger choice, but she still picked that over yours just because you're from a rival school.
I'm genuinely confused by what just happened.
Very confusing situation.
But anyway, well done for pulling it back with Alicia Keys. Oh, no. Right, the team have just found the bit where I found out that she was from a rival school. Listen to this.
No, but I went to Toynbee, so it was a little bit of rivalry there.
Cut you off. Toynbee, boo. Get out.
Sound like a 10-year-old.
I regret that now. One. Scott Mills here. Do you remember our listener, Welsh Sarah, who met a bloke called Irish Paddy? Well, his name was Paddy, he's from Ireland. When they were watching the rugby, and one thing led to another, and then she booked a flight to Ireland. She's going to Tipperary, which is quite a long way.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
All the activities are happening. Hannah and sister Jess are on the way to a hen do in Bath. Hang on, I'm not supposed to say that. She doesn't know where she was going.
Are you being serious?
No, but the activities will still be a surprise, won't they? Oh, no, she must know she's going to... Oh, I'm sorry if I've messed that up.
Is going to Bath like the biggest surprise anyway? If you're going on the motorway, you know you're going somewhere. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
So it's not like... I don't want to do down the Hindu. It's not like you're going to the airport, you suddenly find out you're going to, I don't know, Cancun.
Bath is lovely, though.
That's what I mean, it's lovely.
However, if she's on the M4 right now, she's got to narrow it down to a few options, right? Let's say she's gone past Swindon. She's like, okay, I'm probably going to Bristol. Then they'll pass Bristol.
Well, she could be going to Slough. So,
no, that's the wrong way.
It depends which way you're going.
Well, I'm going east. Think about it. I said Swindon.
No,
that's past.
You're going west.
I'm going west. Sorry, that's what I meant. So you got Swindon. Then you've got Bath. So that sounds like she'll go to Bath. But then she'll be thinking at the moment, am I going to Bristol? Cardiff? Might be going as far as Swansea.
Could be going to Cardiff, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So therefore, I don't think I've ruined it completely. Matt in Lincoln is so keen for some Pitbull on a Friday. All right, that's happening in a minute. And so is Gemma in Leicester doing her dog grooming like she normally does.
BBC Radio 1.
Earlier this week on the show, we heard from an amazing girl called Sarah. Now, she met an Irish man called Paddy while in the pub watching the rugby. The rugby led to other events that evening.
Yes.
They got on well, really well, in fact. After that evening, a few drinks were had and a few cuddles were given. Sarah decides to book a flight to Ireland to go and see Paddy. But then she started to get cold feet, and then she got in touch with us and was like, what do I do? Hi, Sarah.
Hello, how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, good. I was obsessed on Tuesday, though, because I didn't realise it was your birthday when we were speaking, and I always send my friends audio notes for their birthdays, and seeing as you're now my radio friend, it's only right that I sing to you. So, Pembroke Happy City, Pembroke Happy City, Pembroke Happy City, Scott, Pembroke Happy City, hip hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
I could marry you.
We've got a small issue surrounding the song Happy Birthday and the financial remuneration. Yeah, many more. There was a debate yesterday as to who wrote it, because Angela Scanlon from one show was telling us that actually it costs money whenever someone sings Happy Birthday. So you've just cost us a fortune.
No, we've always sung it on this show. Yeah, exactly. In Welsh, doesn't count.
Well, that's a great question. I'll put that to Scanlon.
I love Welsh and I love the Welsh language. So to be sung Happy Birthday, even though belated, I'm a happy man.
Oh, I'm glad.
Thank you. So we've been having like a little soap opera with you this week. You called us because you weren't quite sure whether to go to Ireland after you booked the flight. I said, go for it.
Yeah.
He's saying go for it, I'm sure.
Yeah, he's. I asked him the other night if he'd change his mind and he said definitely not. So that's cute, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cute. Do you think he's telling the truth?
Chris!
No, I hope so.
No, I just mean he's not just being polite, is it? Because you know sometimes on a night out you promise these things. You're like, yeah, come to Ireland. It'll be great. It'll be great crack. And and actually, it's like you wake up the next day. I always promise things when I've had a few drinks.
That night in New York.
What did I promise there?
Wait, the barmaid?
What about... Oh, yeah, the barmaid was a situation. We said she was going to be the next Susan Boyle.
You promised Tina the world.
Tina.
That's so true.
Oh, gosh.
Now, hang on, you were there as well. Don't try and distance yourself.
No one was involved as you, hon.
You tweeted about her as well, saying, I've just discovered the new best thing in New York.
I didn't say that. I said it was a great night. You were telling her she was the best thing.
Was I?
Yes. And you know it. Anyway.
The Irish lad, you don't think he's got any, you know, he wants full steam ahead on this one, yeah?
Chris, you're ever the cynic. Like, Scott is always optimistic and being like, yeah, go for it. And then you're just like, oh, maybe it's not the right thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I don't like the phrase, full steam ahead. How romantic.
No, here's the thing, Sarah. I heard you on the radio the other day. I was listening from home. I wasn't very well. But I did feel Scott was being overly optimistic about everything. And that's cool.
Okay.
Like, I just want to play devil's advocate with this, though, and just check things from the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I completely understand. Don't worry, Chris, I've made a contingency plan. So there is a family friend that lives in Ireland, and he said that if anything goes wrong, there's a room in his house that I can stay in over the weekend.
I don't trust that. What's his
why
story?
Why are you being so... You're so suspicious of everybody. It's a family friend.
What's his story?
So he lives in my village.
Oh, my God, imagine going out with you. Jeez.
And his mum is lovely. She's from Tipperary. So I do understand your concerns, Chris, and I've thought them through. Yeah. And I mean, you know, I don't condone this sort of behaviour. It's not something that I'd encourage to fly in over to see a stranger. You know, it's well thought out.
Yeah. Does the family friend fancy you?
Oh, God.
Do you think?
I've had a few sketchy messages.
Yes, I told you. I know how blokes work. Right. So the family friend has basically stepped on and gone, listen, if you have any concerns, don't worry. There's a spare room at mine. I see what's going on here.
No. Oh, like, Sarah, take no notice. Right, so today is your big day, okay?
It is. We've got a lot riding on today because I have to debrief with you on Monday, so hopefully it'll go well. And on top of that, my best friend Shan, shout out to Shan and Emma, are getting married in Dubai, and I'm riding solo at the moment as a bridesmaid. It would be lovely to have a plus one. Yes. So maybe this could potentially be my plus one.
This is awesome, though, because that means there's an end point to all this, which will be, who does she end up taking to the wedding? Mm. I'm already willing to put money on this Irish friend who steps up all of a sudden.
It's not going to be the man. Right, can we just focus on what's actually happening today, please, guys?
Sorry, Scott.
Thank you. Okay, right, so here's what's happening. You're flying to Ireland to meet a man you met while watching the rugby. He's called Paddy, and you're flying there today, and you're definitely doing it.
Correct.
Yes.
That's a bit
okay.
Rude.
No.
That's
what is wrong with you
presumptuous.
Today?
Presumptuous.
What's wrong with you today? Right, Sarah, I'm going to play a song now, okay? And then I'm actually going to cut Chris out of the conversation.
I'm going to get told off. Oh,
I'm actually not going to put him on, okay? Because I need to have a chat with you.
Okay.
All right, right there.
Scott Mills.
Just chatting to Sarah. Now, she's flying to Ireland today to meet Paddy, who she met in a bar. She got on really well with him, and she booked a flight. Chris is being all, oh, yeah, well, it's not going to work out. You'll end up with a best mate.
Well, a bloke has stepped up to offer a place of sanctuary if she needs to leave Paddy.
Yeah, but...
It turns out he's been sending a few messages as well, so okay. I know his game.
All right, okay, if you sit out this next bit. So, Sarah, you're flying to Ireland today.
I'm flying into Cork.
And then what?
And then Paddy's going to pick me up from the airport.
And take you to, where is it?
Tipperary.
Do you know how far that is?
An hour and a half, apparently.
Quite a long way, isn't it?
Jeez. Do you know what mode of transport? He's not like a Christian Grey type character, is he? He's not bringing a helicopter.
I have no idea. We did discuss this because I asked him if my make and model of car existed in Ireland, and he said, no, Sarah, we just travel around in a horse and cart. I'll be picking you up in a horse and cart in Ireland.
Oh, but imagine if he actually is.
I would love that. It would be like a Disney movie, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Or it would be like My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, one of the two.
It's true. Disney and My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding aren't actually a million miles apart.
No, they're not.
Sorry, I'm banned from this call anyway.
Oh, yeah, why are you still on? Listen, Sarah, I want you to have the best weekend, all right?
Oh, thank you. I'll try.
Have a safe flight. Stay safe.
I will.
And whatever happens, good or bad, can we speak to you on Monday morning's breakfast show to find out how it went?
Of course, no problem at all.
Okay, so we're in for Grimmy for the next 2 weeks on breakfast. So I'll call you at 8 o'clock Monday, all right?
Okay, cool.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Oh, I really hope this works out for Sarah. I love a good love story. I think it's cute.
Well, we'll see. We'll catch up with her on Monday morning.
Monday morning, we are on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with... Nick Grimshaw normally, but us for the next 2 weeks.
There is a little bit of Gavin and Stacey about it.
There is a bit. And that, I think that's maybe why I'm liking
it.
Yeah. Oh, Dave's Cultures. It's that, isn't it?
I mean, if it progresses, we'll get the friends on and everything.
Oh, yeah. We'll have Pamela.
They'll all be on.
Yeah, we'll have Fatsu, the aunt, whatever. Do you know what I mean? We're going to get everyone on.
We're going to get to know them.
They'll all become characters.
Scott Mills.
That's All Time Low and Dirty Laundry on BBC Radio 1. I'd like to apologise to the band once again for yesterday's show. We thought it was a good idea at the time to get people on that hated All Time Low.
I like that.
They didn't really, did you hear it?
Well, one of them disliked them.
Yeah, but like not as much as we made up.
But there were two fangirls on there as well, so that made it fine.
Yeah. And also, we got the band to meet them afterwards, and they were so sweet to them. So thanks, Jack and Alex. Hi, Greg.
Dirty Laundry.
It's good, right?
It's good, that, yeah.
I really like it.
Their cover of Lord is particularly excellent, I thought, yesterday.
Anyway, TGIF.
Sorry?
Is that a brand?
Thank God it's Friday.
No,
that's a bit old school, isn't it?
TGIF. That was
Katy Perry. Yeah, it's a bit Katy Perry 2013, though.
Okay,
it?
Right. Well, happy Friday, that's what I meant.
Come on.
A bit old.
Just being nice. And here's Real or No Real.
A shark has got caught up in a cyclone in Australia and ended up landing in the middle of a Queensland street.
Oh, wow.
Whoa. Wow. Is this not just one of the plots of Sharknado, one of them? Or all of them, actually?
That's better than a lot of the plots.
don't be knocking Sharknados.
But what's great is in future Sharknados, they'll be able to say, based on a true story. And whenever they put that at the top of films, I'm like, right, I'm in.
Let's discuss Jedward being in Sharknado, please. Why?
I am not.
I know why, because they're friends with Tara Reid.
Of course.
Do you know who's going to be in the next Sharknado?
You?
You'll never guess it, no.
Please be you.
I love that.
Why can't we get you in it?
I'm sure we could.
Well, there would be a six, wouldn't there? Of course.
We have to get you in it.
In Who's the new it? One is Kate Garraway.
What?
I don't know.
No, come on.
Fact.
What?
Uh-huh. Off of Good Morning Britain.
That's an error. Why have they done that?
Why is that an error?
It's not an error.
Well, why is it
one of the nation's finest broadcasters?
Kate Garraway followed me on Twitter the other day.
Yes.
Did she?
Not to brag.
All right. Oh, famous is on Twitter. Someone's doing well.
Kate Garraway.
Anyway, so did a cyclone in Australia get caught up with a shark and it ended up landing in the middle of a street in Queensland?
Feels like the sort of thing that might happen.
That doesn't happen. It only happens in Sharknado.
Yeah, but have you seen? It's pretty full on, that cyclone. The cyclones tend to be.
Yeah. Also, is it Cyclone Debbie?
Yeah, it's Debbie.
Why do they always have really unthreatening names?
For that reason, so people don't panic too much. But I always argue the same. What you're saying is that you need to be a little bit more panicky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's
call
a threatening
it, call
name?
It danger.
Debbie's near. If you,
well, Debbie's coming round, is she?
Yeah. Debbie's just down the street. Debbie wouldn't panic, do you?
But do you know that they plot these all out before the year starts? So yeah. That they go through the alphabet and it goes male, female.
Right.
So
it?
Debbie next would probably be Eric.
Yeah.
No, you don't get male names on the storm.
No, you do. Yeah, it goes male, female. It alternates.
Look at his face. He's like, oh, I didn't know that.
So what female name are we having for F?
Fiona.
Fiona's coming.
Okay, so is this real or no real? Greg James.
This is real.
And Chris Stark.
I'm going to go, yeah, real.
A shark in a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen the movies.
Yep.
That one's real.
What? There you go.
Pass this to me now.
That's awesome.
Okay, so I'm seeing, yes, it did happen, and it isn't lifted from the plot of Sharknado. Cyclone Debbie, which is currently doing damage all over Australia, lifted up a massive bull shark and dumped it in the middle of a road in Queensland.
Wow.
Is that's terrifying.
Is it okay? Yeah, but it's not going to do anything, is it? It's in the street. Is it okay?
Well, shark in the street.
Is the
but
shark
a freak
right?
in the bed. Oh, no. They can still eat you, can't they, in the street?
Well, not if there's no water.
Only if it's alive, mate.
All right.
I'm being shown a picture. It's just on the path. Okay, let's move on.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Susie says, shark in the street but a freak in the bed is my new favourite catchphrase. I'll be using that at the weekend. Don't. And here's your next fact.
The people who make chicken triple sandwiches, made up of three half sandwiches, have confessed that they throw the missing fourth half sandwich in the bin.
What is this maths?
That is a disgrace if that's true.
So what? Explain why, Greg.
Right, chicken triple sandwich, three half sandwiches.
Aren't they only off of hotels? And normal people don't normally make them, do they? It seems a bit excessive to me.
The triple. So
I've just had it drawn out to me. That is disgraceful if true.
Well, describe.
So you've got two whole sandwiches there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's four halves.
Sure.
Yes, correct. Yes. Yep. That is verified.
I mean, I'm no good at maths, but yeah.
This is like going through the countdown bit with Rachel Riley. So show your workings. I did it the same. Have a look. I got to 359.
They're serving three halves and the fourth half is getting thrown away. That's mad.
Horrible, isn't it, that?
Terrible waste.
No, it's...
Give that to someone who wants a half.
Mm-hmm.
So people, what are we saying? People, what do you mean? People,
the chicken
what
triple
people?
Sandwich? What is this a thing? I'm not aware of the chicken triple sandwich.
Yeah, they're in all service stations.
Hmm.
Are they?
Yeah.
So we're talking about companies who make a chicken triple sandwich.
Yeah, made up of three half sandwiches.
This is mad. So why wouldn't they just because of multiplication? At some point, you put the extra one on three of those, you'll get another three.
Exactly.
So if this is real, they haven't thought that through at all.
Yeah. There you go. There's a picture of a chicken triple sandwich.
I'm just looking at the chicken triple sandwich. He's right. Yeah.
Okay, so what are we saying, guys? Real,
but if,
no real?
The thing is, if you're wanting three halves, why wouldn't you just want the fourth?
Yeah.
If you're being greedy anyway, if you're being a pig and you want three, you might as well save the other one for later.
Where's the magic number, isn't it?
I don't agree with that.
Come on,
that
then. Where it's, when it comes What's to your sandwiches? Answer?
I think this is probably no real. This is a stupid one.
This is no real because they all, after three sandwiches, have a whole new one. So no real.
That one. It's no real.
No, yes. No, you know what?
No,
I mean.
I do know
I'm
what you mean.
Three
no, I
halves
no, I do.
Make
no,
a whole...
It sounded like you were about to sing A Whole New World.
Was that real or no real?
Sorry? No real.
Good.
Maybe they just, I don't know. Does the fourth bit just get used for the next box?
Yes.
Or? Right.
Must do.
Okay, and here's your final real or no real.
If you try to go through airport departures with a beehive hairstyle, you will have to get it searched by security.
How many people?
Marge Simpson.
Yeah.
I'm fairly convinced with airport security that when you go through the scanner, it's a bit like the National Lottery. You know how someone reaches around and just presses a button around the side to start the balls? You've said this before, Scott. Don't pretend you haven't.
And that's why it no longer works
you know,
with the National
the
Lottery.
You know, the big red button there doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
someone,
I think
if you look in the background, you can see someone reach around Guinevere.
I think that's why I... do you know, that? I think that's why I got binned off. Because people like you giving out the secrets. So how do you feel about that?
So
I lost my job.
Fine. But what I think is the airport scanner, actually, because I've gone through it before, they bleep, and then he's going, go back through again. I've done nothing different, and it doesn't bleep.
Well, they're not pressing a button to catch you out, are they?
I think they do. That's my theory, anyway.
They just want to frisk you.
Well, I don't know.
Is that what you're saying?
No, I think it's there to, obviously... make you think that it's worse, but what they do is they just stop you randomly. That's my theory.
I'm prepared to go through airport security if it makes everyone safe.
Yeah, I haven't got a problem.
Scott taking the moral high ground.
No, I totally agree with you.
Also, why are loads of people from the 60s turning up with beehives all of a sudden? Who?
Why are there... How many beehives?
Well, my nan used to have one, but that was like 64.
Also, how do you get it searched? So if you're tall, I take it you get on it. Your knees. Yeah.
Get on your knees.
So is this like, just lean down.
If you happen to have a beehive hairstyle, you will have to be stopped and searched through your hair.
Oh, that's. I mean, just the thought of it, it's like searching for nits.
What are you putting in there?
When they did that.
That's it. So,
you can hide anything in there, so I think it's very safe.
I brought home a poster from holiday last week, and they it was fine, but it was in a tube. And they said, oh, no, you have to go back and check that in. And I was like, I'm just going to put it in the hold. It's in the thing. Don't worry about it. It's going to be fine. And they said, no, because you might go and hit the captain over their head with it.
Well,
and
yes.
Then demonstrated how I would do that. And I went, well, I definitely won't do that. No, but now you give me the idea.
Well, yeah, that's
sure. Go and check it in.
Anyone can say they wouldn't do it.
That's ridiculous, though.
Right,
why can't I just take this cardboard tube through?
They're keeping us safe. Real or no real?
And...
Beehive.
Real. Beehive, real.
That one is real.
Yes, someone who used to work on the show, the Phantom Laugher from Inya and Bingo last year, actually, if you remember her, got her massive hair thoroughly poked and scanned by airport security when boarding a flight just this week. At the end of this round of Real or No Real?
It's a draw. It's 30 points each.
Okay, and Greg is next with your official chart on BBC Radio 1. Have a good weekend.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday, but on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, in for Grimmy from 6:30. Scott Mills.